What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing good. What day are we? Friday. Things actually aren't. I don't think things are too bad. I still haven't had any results from the blood test, so I can only assume that things are okay, I guess you could say. But I felt a lot better on a run yesterday. I met up with Gary on Wednesday, my sports psychologist, and we sort of chatted a bit. And something that was really interesting, whether or not anything will show up in the blood test or like whatever, if there is hard evidence that there's something wrong in the bloods, whether it's low iron or whatever it might be. One thing that we did identify is that I naturally became a bit complacent. And when you become a bit complacent, you just basically you don't take care of your business. And my business is doing all the little things and keeping things in good shape. I told you guys I did a podcast when I was in Portugal, and I told you that I felt like I was just being lazy as fuck, basically, and not taking care of the little things, showing up to runs late. The fact that I had toast like for breakfast, toast for lunch, toast for a snack after I had been like napping, and just general real laziness. And the reason that came up was because we were talking about basically Gary Longwell, who is a Irish rugby, was an Irish rugby professional. He's my sports psychologist, and we were going through. He says there's this square, and at the top right, you've got performing. At the top left, you've got complacency. And then bottom left, you've got in denial. And I think then bottom right is like confusion, right? So he said it's a one-way system. You go from performing to complacency to in denial, back over to confusion, which is probably where I'm at right now. I like where you're confused about why things aren't going well. You're confused because you feel like you weren't doing anything wrong, but you're not getting the same results or things like this. It all makes a lot of sense. Now, it's not when you're going to say like the athlete got complacent, right? Let's say Gary goes into a meeting over the next few days, and they ask, "Hey Gary, how's Stephen Scullion doing?" And he says, "You know what? He's actually really struggling. His fitness testing wasn't very good. Blah blah blah." Instead of fingers being pointed, he needs to sort that out, or just 1 second. It's not like that. It's not like, oh my goodness, what's he doing? He needs to sort himself out. It's more, why did this happen? Right? Now, let's trace back even further. And you guys are going to remember on the podcast, I said I find it really difficult when I'm not racing to like stay focused and to stay excited about what I'm doing. I told you guys back in February, March that this was going to be a really tough time for me because I'm used to training for the likes of London Marathon over the last 2, 3 months. And so I'm super, super focused. I'm really excited about everything I'm doing. I love marathon training. And you see where I'm going with that? It's probably pretty obvious why, things have slipped a little bit. And let's say it turns out that I did have a little bit of fatigue, right? So we figure out that Steve Scullion has a little bit of fatigue, okay? And then you say, well, what caused this little bit of fatigue? And that's what I was asking Haas, how can I be fatigued? I haven't done anything. I haven't been training that much. We weren't even training hard. But if you're not looking after the little things like nutrition, like prehab, like rehab stuff, and you're a bit fatigued and you've got a little bit of an injury, but actually you take a closer look and you realize that you weren't looking after the little things that keep you healthy. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't that really make sense? Doesn't it seem really obvious now? So that was a really interesting sit down with Gary, and whether something's wrong or not, you know, I've actually felt a lot better. I took 2 easy days, you know. I think I did 3 miles on Wednesday, which is so little. And then I did 5 miles yesterday, and I felt great yesterday. So, you know, that's a really good sign. But even if nothing shows up on this blood test, or if something does, you know, all of the above, the complacency, because probably I didn't have a race goal, is the kind of thing that might have led to it. Maybe, you know, lack of focus, not being excited about your next goal race. Maybe it just pushes you into a bit of a state of in denial, almost the bottom left, where you say to yourself, I don't need gym. I don't need to eat that great today because sure, I'm not racing for a while. My diet doesn't need to be top class. And so, yeah, probably, I'm not going to say I'm disappointed with myself. It's just, you know, it's hard to be in the performing square like year round, you could say, you know, but it might give some answers. So because yesterday felt a bit better, I'm going down for some physio with the Institute now. And then I asked the physiologist, could we do a little bit on the treadmill again? Not as an aggressive as a test as I did on last Tuesday, so a couple of days ago. We'll probably just tone it down a little bit. So Tuesday I did 5 times 5 minutes, which was basically like 5 by a mile at speed, working down to like, I guess, just faster than half marathon pace. Whereas today we'll probably do like 3 minutes. And the only reason I suggested this was because basically obviously I told you guys last Friday I was really struggling. So I was on the track and I'm really struggling. Then I traveled Saturday and had a really late night. Then I felt pretty crap on the long run on Sunday, which obviously I'm not surprised about because, you know, I've just traveled the day before and not had a very good night's sleep. And so I'm not going to expect to feel like terrific the next day. But then I go for a massage on Sunday. And because I haven't really had massage in a while, like I've been getting physio, but physio is different. Like the physio work was very specific to the groin area rather than like general massage over the whole body. So I pretty much had like I think we massaged me for like 75 minutes because, you know, things weren't great. But understand that when you do get massage, you know, you're beating your muscles up a bit. So you might just find travel Saturday, deep massage on Sunday, plus a 17-mile run where I didn't feel very good. And then I felt like garbage on Monday on the run. Maybe my body was just tired on Tuesday. And so it was going to be very difficult for it to perform a good fitness test anyway. And again, if you think back to what we've just spoke about, well, that's complacency again, you know, like it's very complacent thinking of me to assume that I can do all those things, i.e. a long run on the Sunday, a bad track session Friday, travel on the Saturday, a long run on the Sunday. I've blocked somebody off here. Like to do all those things, like I told you to do a long run on the Sunday, travel Saturday, not a very good night's sleep Saturday night because I'm in a new bed and it's the first time I've seen my family in 2 or 3 months, so I'm excited. Big massage Sunday night. Yeah, maybe that was the complacency. Like, if you're going to book a threshold test, okay, this is what they're going to tell you to do. They're going to tell you for 48 to 72 hours before, don't train hard. Okay, they're going to say, have a rest day or do 30 to 40 minutes easy the day before. And your previous 72 hours, 48 to 72 hours, should be pretty low key. I think where complacency comes in is if you've got to the point where, like me,
you're used to fucking nailing threshold tests. Like, I got really good at threshold testing, and all my tests kept getting better and better. And the only test that I struggled in before was last March when I came home for World Half Marathon, and I had a bit of a, I just had a bit of a chesty cough, where I was struggling with that. And yeah, I ended up struggling in that threshold test, but I mean, I just think it was linked to the chesty cough and the long haul travel rather than like my fitness basically at the time. So yeah, there you go. We've got a bit of travel commotion here. People getting into the car park, struggling. The harbour police are out. Yeah, so the complacency side of things is just me maybe getting a bit confident or cocky in the testing, and not appreciating that your body cannot work miracles if it's tired from travel or tired from long run or tired from massage or, you know, any number of things. Especially when you were already tired within the previous 4 or 5 days. Like, so I'm going to make this relevant. You know, if you've had a bad session on a Tuesday, and then you don't do anything between Tuesday and Friday to freshen up again. Like, I mean, I did nothing that would suggest I'm going to freshen up. So you've struggled on the Tuesday, and then you've done nothing from Tuesday to Friday to freshen up. So, you know, you've worked a full day, like you've done more training than you usually do. You've went for a massage, blah, blah, blah. You've done all these things. And then you show up Friday and you struggle again, you know, it's a bit cheeky to be confused about that. Like, you know, there should be no confusion. The reason you're still tired is because you haven't done anything to freshen up. So, yeah, today will be quite interesting. I like I said, I did 2 days where I only ran 3 to 4 mile Wednesday and then 5 miles yesterday. The little Whoop device that I wear on my wrist, you know, it's probably been struggling recently, and it's told me I'm not very recovered. And so, like, the last 2 days in a row, it said I was 90% recovered, which is phenomenal. And that, like, heart rate variability thing, that came up loads. You know, it had been sitting in, like, the 60s, and I think it went up to, like, 93. I got a notification to say that's 25% higher than your monthly average or something like that. So, you know, why not? You know, like, the next time that I could have done some sort of testing with Ricky would have been next Monday or Tuesday. Today won't hurt me. If we don't see any progress, like, if the results are very similar after the first, like, 15 minutes, well, then we don't have to keep going. But I think it's going to be positive. I think it's going to be a bit better. You might just find it's a combination of a couple of things. You might just find the fitness isn't exactly where it needed to be, and there was a little bit of fatigue just in general. Maybe it was just general fatigue. Maybe there was no, like, reason behind it. You know, maybe it wasn't low vitamin D. Maybe it wasn't low iron. That said, I might literally end up, like, having a laugh with you guys in a couple of days when a blood test comes back and it was all of the above. But I don't know. I don't think so. One thing I would say to you guys also is when I was talking to Rachel yesterday, I basically just said, like, I think a positive mind frame, I'm very confident that a positive mind frame can fucking fix any problem. And so whether it's an injury, whether it's sickness, I think if you, or fatigue, let's call it, I think if you can be very positive and excited about, like, just getting better and fixing things and getting back in routine and, you know, rested a bit more, I think with that positivity just comes an amazing healing power. And so, I mean, don't get me wrong, if you can't walk up your fucking stairs because you're fatigued or you've got, like, glandular fever or something serious, you know, maybe it's a bit more difficult to just think positively and it'll go away. But you know how it's like, you know, if you're struggling or you're sick and you feel sorry for yourself and you lie in bed all day, well, you know, it's hard for the body to naturally get better or feel better about itself. But if you can win the small victories, you know, like getting out of bed and getting a bit of fresh air for 5-10 minutes and then back in bed, whatever, the small victories can really help. So I feel like that's where I'm at. But yeah, maybe today I'll give you some insight. I'm gonna get a little bit of physio, and I've been doing good with the rehab and the prehab stuff. that I've been set. You know, I've been back on that. And one of the things I thought about is sometimes when I come home and everything's a bit out of sync, I'm really good at, like, I'm almost like a fixer. You know, like, I come home, things aren't going necessarily fantastic, and then I write out a plan and I say, right, how are we going to fucking fix this? And, you know, this week was all about the rehab and the prehab, getting that sort of stuff done twice a day again. Nutrition was a big part of this week. Get the diet dialed down again. And then sleep. I've been crazy with sleep this week. Like, I did that research and I was looking up, like, you know, people were drinking, like, you know, herbal teas before bed and avoiding using your phone an hour before bed and like reading a book and just like yoga and meditating. And, you know, I tried a couple of things like that and I think it really helped. Like, I think it just helps when you're putting an emphasis on sleep. And sleep is super, super important, like really, really important. I think people under prioritize sleep. But it's amazing when you put a little bit of emphasis at nighttime, you know, you think, all right, you know, it's 2 hours to bedtime, so I'm not going to eat anymore. That was one of the big things. Not to be where sometimes I might have had chocolate or like things like this that then caused me to have a bad night's sleep. And then the herbal teas. I think, like, I've just been having green tea. And then I bought a magnesium oral spray, like, made sure it's 100% magnesium and, like, nothing's wrong with it for WADA and things like this. But apparently magnesium can really help. And if you remember months ago, somebody asked me, do I take any supplements? And I said no. And then Rachel perched in and said, yeah, you do. You take that magnesium spray. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. But the magnesium spray I basically got when I had a bit of muscle soreness for a while. And it was actually when my groins were sort of twitching at me in the middle of the night. And I bought the magnesium spray to settle that down, because apparently when you blow magnesium, your muscles can hurt a little bit, twitch in your sleep. Well, that's what I found. So I bought this spray, and I think it really helped. And so then I don't know why I stopped using it, probably because of travel. I mean, that was another reason that things got a bit complacent. So I'm talking to Gary, and, you know, we're talking about how life is wonderful when I'm sitting in Flagstaff and, you know, I'm about to do my long haul travel, and I've woke up the day of the long haul travel and I've had my morning smoothie, because I always do, because that's what my sports nutritionist told me to do. And then I do my prehab and I do my rehab, and the day is all planned out, you know, like hydrate on the flight and blah, blah, blah. And then I get off the plane in Milan and I just had no plan, you know, and usually I'm really good at planning, but I didn't. The only plan I had was, oh, I'm going to pace somebody on Sunday. But again, let's go back to complacency. You know, I didn't take that seriously. So the reason I'm going to tell you I didn't take that seriously is because if I was taking that seriously, I wouldn't have been having a fucking pizza with sausage on it. You know what I mean? So I end up getting food poisoning. But maybe it's my own fault, because if I was taking my role as a pacemaker seriously, maybe I would have had a margarita. Maybe I wouldn't have had pizza at all. Maybe I would have had pasta with, like, a bit of tomato sauce and just been really careful. So, you know, like, it's amazing how much of these things are linked. And you can really dig deep and start to not point the finger at yourself, but be like, come on, like, learn from this. And obviously don't do things like that again. And or backtrack even further. And when I told my coach that I should have a race because I operate far better when I have a race, well, maybe I should have trusted my own instincts on that. And, you know, maybe, like, it wouldn't have done any harm to have penciled in a spring marathon. Not because we thought it was the best thing to do, but because there was a fear that if we didn't pencil it in, that little things like this would happen, that training would slack a bit, that lifestyle would slack a bit. And, you know, that's an okay reason to be racing, an absolutely fine reason. You know yourself. You know what makes you tick, and you should stick. I go, yo, yeah, if you knew what makes you tick, you know, stick with it, trust your gut. So again, it's not the coach's fault. You're the one that knows. The coach doesn't know. So if you know that you're a lazy shit when you're not racing, like, you know, plan a race, you know, and tell the coach that. Like, speak up. Like, that's where I just didn't put my foot down a little bit. And, you know, the coach doesn't know I know from past experience, I know from the last 20 years, that if I go through a period of time without racing, I just justify lazy decisions far easier. Whereas you know yourself, if you've got a race penciled in, and a big race like a marathon, or you know, an important race, or like a race at home in Ireland where all the Irish guys are going to be watching you and you feel a bit of pressure to perform, you know you're not going to eat fucking toast four times a day, because you know that eating toast four times a day isn't going to keep you at the top of the chain, you know? Like, you ain't going to go to the Great Ireland Run and win and beat all the Irish people if you're eating fucking toast four times a day. So that sometimes that's why it's important. And yeah, I hope this has made, yeah, a little bit of sense to some people. And if you've moved out of, like, when I'm in the performance square, you could call it, you know, I'm taking care of the little things all the time. I'm doing all the small things that ends up leading to the big things going really good. And then when I get, like I talked about, when I move over into the complacency side, you know, I'm just, there's a laziness. I'm not taking care of the little things. And then obviously that moves into the other part of the square, the bottom left, which is, you know, in denial, which is like we talked about, like, you know, I don't need to do that. Like, you know, I'm not racing it, so I can be a bit more slack with my diet. And this shit's fucking 24/7, 365. You know, if you're lucky and you've performed well and you feel like you've earned a little week easier, that's fantastic. But this is 24/7, 365. You don't become good if you're not taking care of your business all the time, because there's someone else out there that for the short window that you can be in your prime, whether it's 4 to 6 years, you know, it's not 24/7, 365 for the rest of your life. It's a very short window. And so you got to take care of the little things. And you can't moan about it or complain about it or cry about it. You just got to get on with it. So there you go, guys. Accountability. Big one. Very, very big one. Accountability. Hold yourself accountable. Hands up. And then figure out if you've been fucking around too much. And then sort it out. And the last thing I'm going to tell you guys is, I'm going to do a podcast on this, actually. I'm really excited about it. Look up the Stanford results today, and you'll remember I did a podcast with Andy Bouchard back earlier in the year, and then he struggled at Europeans, and everyone that listened to my podcast probably thought he told us all he was going to win the Europeans. And anyway, Butchie's went through a couple of changes and coaching changes and setup changes, and you know, he came up to Flagstaff and he told me that he knows what works for him, and he told me he knows what gets him fit. And you know, he swore that he was going to go back to doing the kind of stuff that has worked for him in the past. And I could just tell he just fucking knew, you know. I love that. I love when you just know, when somebody knows what they want and they know how they're going to get there and how they're going to go about it. And then they just fucking do it. They don't pussy out. They don't listen to what other people are saying. They just get stuck in. And Butchie's quote of the day that I'm going to tell you guys was, get fit or get fucked. And I don't know, like, that I want to necessarily encourage that, like, too much until I explain it. But at the end of the day, Butchie is a guy who has been sixth in the Olympics, I think, and eighth in the World Champs. So I told you guys when we were in Flagstaff, he does not mess around. Like, you know, when he's on runs, there's a purpose. Most days he's running, you know, he's running pretty hard. Not like super hard, but pretty hard. And I'll explain it a bit more when I have a bit more time on the next podcast. But look, if you've been sixth or eighth in the world, you're not training to be a good runner. You know, you're training to be a good racer, and you're training to be one of the best in the world. And he just went to Stanford, and I think he was third and ran 13:18 world championship standard. Incredible for 5K. But more so than that, I'm just super pumped that he had a plan to get shit going again in the right direction. And well, it did. You know, that's definitely going in the right direction. So fair fuck to you. Well done, big bud.